Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues, Joseph Umeyer, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. Joseph, there's good news in Argentina, and too much of my reporting on Latin America has been Cassandra finding things that are wrong. This looks very exciting from Javier Milei's point of view, and I'd like your interpretation. Argentina's Milei predicts a 2025 election shakeup at party launch. The story explains, winning the 2025 elections would give Milei's libertarian La Libertad Avanza, Liberty Advances Party, power in Congress, where it currently holds a minority in both chambers. At the same time, there's a story about that Argentina now is experiencing nearly half the population under in the poverty zone or less than the poverty zone, which would be an offset. And then there's one more story. I want you to comment on all these because it means the economy is moving. The plans by Javier Milei are to privatize the state airline by decree. In other words, he's a libertarian. He's going to go for the idea of the state get out of the way and let people compete and make money. Your sense, Joseph, because you were recently in Buenos Aires and you heard comments by Javier Milei at a meeting outside of Argentina. Is the positive momentum continuing for Milei because he needs power in Congress?
Yeah, so I think Milei is taking a lot of the necessary reforms to essentially revive Argentina's economy. The unemployment numbers aren't surprising. Argentina's unemployment has been rising for several years now, obviously well before Javier Milei became president. I mean, he's only been president since December of last year. But there's also going to be an effect when President Milei started to cut many aspects of the public sector, which is necessary to reduce public spending, which is necessary to curb the inflation that's been the main economic problem that's been hampering Argentina. So the unemployment number is not good, but it isn't a surprise. And I think it's something that Javier Milei is looking to reverse through the course of the end of the year with investments that he's working on bringing into Argentina. Now onto the political side. Yeah, so one of the reasons that President Milei hasn't been able to get all the things done that he's wanted to in terms of the economy and other issues as well is because he doesn't have a majority in the Congress. There was an early attempt to establish a coalition with Mauricio Macri's political forces inside the Congress of Argentina, but he decided that he didn't want to become subservient to another political party or another political movement. He would work with them, but he didn't want to become beholden to their interests. So he decided not to join the coalition, and that made his political party, Libertad Avanza, a small minority in both chambers of the Argentine Congress. So what President Milei has realized is that in order to get his reforms and get his policies really pushed through, he's going to have to get a majority in the next upcoming midterm election in 2025. So he's already begun that by really ramping up his political party. They had a big coming out party this past weekend in Buenos Aires, and honestly, thousands of people showed up. It really showed his force that he has inside the political movements of the country. And he's really becoming a new political force and showing that Libertad Avanza is really the main political wing of Argentina that's dedicated to liberty, free markets, and the rule of law. And so that's what he's doing. So really, to me, John, I think the only obstacle that President Milei has, well, I want to say the only obstacle, the main obstacle that President Milei has right now is time. because he has to essentially get as much of this through as fast as possible, because it is true that the Argentine people still haven't felt necessarily a tremendous difference in their pockets. They're still suffering from unemployment. They're still suffering from high prices, low salaries, and essentially the inability to really have a lot of economic mobility. But again, the macroeconomic indicators in Argentina suggest that Milei is going in the right direction. He certainly has cured the country of its worst disease, which was inflation on the verge of becoming hyperinflation. So he fixed that. But now I think he's going to try to fix the rest in privatizing the national airline. All that stuff is looking at building investment and jobs inside the country.
Ernesto, tomorrow is the first day for Claudia Sheinbaum's presidency for the next 6 years in Mexico, meaning that AMLO steps aside. What are you watching for from Mexico that would tell you that it's going in a better direction than the socialism and command economy of these last years under AMLO? Is there one thing you recommend we watch more than any other? We have about a minute.
Well, I would watch foreign policy. Sheinbaum started very badly with the uninviting of the King of Spain. This means getting away from the Western democratic bloc and probably going further towards the totalitarian bloc. So I think that's what's to watch. Mexico is the centerpiece of anything that we can do in terms of recovering freedom and fighting crime in Latin America. And if Mexico stands more and more on the side of Russia, China, Iran, terrorists and all, this is awful for the whole of the Americas.
And so you're watching the Sheinbaum's foreign ministry and their conduct towards United States and Europe. Is that how to summarize this? We have a few seconds.
Yes, I think so. I think we have to watch if she will be more explicit in her totalitarian alignment than AMLO was.
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. Big day. New president in Mexico within hours. And Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.